I'm Helen Chickering with BPR News. As the country marked 500,000 deaths from COVID-19, a Western North Carolina official has been taking inventory of the impact in his county, and he ended up with a snapshot for the entire state.
As we were trying to close out our 2020 numbers, we came across this statistic that was pretty jaw-dropping.
That's Drew Reisinger, Buncombe County's Register of Deeds.
For the first time in recorded history in Buncombe County, we had more deaths than births. It took a pretty substantial event to create that.
And while the 2020 numbers do not tease out cause of death, the finding does offer a snapshot of the COVID pandemic's impact on the county.
As always, our prayers are with those who've lost loved ones.
Every week, Governor Roy Cooper announces coronavirus deaths in the opening of his task force briefing. And in the final briefing of 2020, the governor announced just over 6,700. Turns out death recording is a complicated process in North Carolina. The state is one of just a few still using a manual paper-based system. And Reisinger says the excess deaths from the COVID pandemic probably won't be released until the fall when North Carolina publishes the official mortality report. But since Buncombe was wrapping up 2020 death data, perhaps other counties were as well. And Reisinger said he'd check and see. A few weeks later, we heard back.
Yeah, so there's 100 registers of deeds for all 100 counties. And we all know each other and have good rapport. I sent out an email saying, I'd like to gather your information.
Turns out, Reisinger heard back from all 100 counties. He gathered the numbers and compiled a spreadsheet. The final tally, 112,519 deaths in North Carolina in 2020, up by more than 16,000 from 2019.
On the whole, North Carolina had a death rate that was roughly 15% higher than previous years. So if you look at it on a graph, it is this massive spike upwards. And we saw the same things in every Register of Deeds office. And we've been seeing it in Buncombe County for a long time of funeral homes talking about how they are just covered up every single week. That hasn't slowed down.
Reisinger points out North Carolina's death rate has increased over the past 5 years, anywhere from 1% to 3% a year. But
the 15% increase is substantial.
We reached out to the State Department of Health and Human Services for comment on Reisinger's snapshot finding and got a detailed response saying there's not enough data at this time to determine what North Carolina's excess death range may show and that the analysis won't be finalized until the fall of 2021. In the future, that final tally may come quicker. Buncombe County is one of 8 in the state testing a new electronic registration system. Meanwhile, at a time many are suffering from pandemic fatigue, this Register of Deeds says he hopes his snapshot finding will serve as a wake-up call.
Part of my hope is that people will use this as an opportunity to realize that people are dying at incredible rates around them. So we need to check in on our neighbors. We need to check in on our friends and family. Realistically, everyone, as we know, probably has had someone die who's been close to them within the past year. We need to use that as inspiration to stay home and take this pandemic seriously.
A footnote. Reisinger says he was curious to learn if the 2020 state death rate would overtake the birth rate, as it did in Buncombe County. He says his data snapshot shows, so far, it has not. I'm Helen Chickering, BPR News.